Yeah, well, we'll skip around to that. We'll go to third person omniscient, or third person limited, rather. You think about the Bible. The Bible is third person limited, and then yeah. there's this character that's talking to you. You know, you don't understand his motives.
Yeah.
It's a nice view if you want to teach a lesson. Or, I'm sorry, third person omniscient is excellent for spiritual truth. The proof is in the Bible, but it's more than that. It gets to the core of the human condition without the I ego present. It's the best perspective for teaching universal truth. Yeah. It's not religion the way I see it. Just the Bible is a prime example of spirituality. Religion is something that's historically been built up. Spirituality is a different thing. Yes. So if you're looking to pursue a spiritual truth, it's nice, I think, because it's a parable. It's a story. People want to be taken along on a ride with that, with third person omniscient. I'm going to learn a lesson here. It might be epic. It might be small. I don't know.
Right.
Third person limited is a nice view if you want to teach a lesson, but kind of more a simple type of thing. A lesson of how to behave in society, a lesson of something that goes on within this world, how human behavior, how to interact, things like that.
But wouldn't people question what gives you the knowledge or the right to even try to tell us about this?
Absolutely. And that's the trick of it. You're learning along with the reader in third person limited. When you're saying the I, it's the author's experience. When you're doing third person limited, you're learning along with the reader, so potentially it's less threatening.
Right.
So but if you go too heavy-handed with it, people are going to feel like they're being led into a trap, and they're going to turn on you. They're going to either put away the story, or they're going to get cynical as they read it and then be lost. And the thing is, the younger the age you're looking for, I didn't hear anybody interested in writing children's books, but you know, people often are.
I
believe third person limited is an excellent way to do it, because you can teach a lesson, and you can be heavy-handed is the wrong term for it, but you can impress your message a little bit more with children, because they're more innocent, they're more willing to accept those sorts of things.
And they like a lot of symbols,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Children like the symbols.
Yeah.
The little animals and the things.
Adults love symbols too. It's just that at a certain point we turn jaded, you know? And so you have to be, as a writer, you have to be more careful about how you express them. Mm-hmm. So.